Back here at Harbor Beach High School, while we're waiting for the second game of the evening to get underway. It's scheduled to start here in about 8 minutes, and it's going to be between the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the USA Patriots, a Greater Thumb West matchup and a Greater Thumb rival here. This game tonight would not be broadcast to you without these fine sponsors from National Bank of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, North Shoreline, Chevy Buick, M25, and Sebring, some Silos, the Talk of the Thumb, USA Schools, Mass Fall Bank, Nylon Rehabilitation, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb area, Kohler Propane, Michigan High School Athletic Association, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street, Cardo's, Pigeon IGA, and Tri-County Realty. A reminder that these two games tonight are broadcast, our copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and Michigan High School Athletic Association. All rights reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distributions of these descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. The cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb. Mary Lee, you got the starting lineups for us here?
I do. Starting for the Lakers, junior number 12, Evan Gasho. Senior number 20, Brody Lawrence. Senior Chase Volker, number 24. Senior number 30, Tim Warwick. Freshman number 40, Paul Zwimmer. For the USA Patriots, senior number 1, Kyle Hummer. A junior number 5, Nick Fletcher. Senior number 11, Andrew Battello. Senior number 24, Jake Collins. Sophomore number 32, Dan Wright.
It's Rick.
Rick.
Kyle Comer. Dan Rick.
All right.
So, did you get our scores person the chains there on Botello? And
yeah, number 11 is the.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a game that's just as exciting as that first game. We don't have quite as big a crowd on hand here, but I've heard the Laker Lowboats before, and I'm sure they're going to do all right and help some of the beach nuts come back in and are sitting over there. So
yeah.
If they give them some support over there, that's going to be a rowdy little crowd over there.
Right.
But I think it would be nothing better than the Lakers would love to do than to upset the rivals, the Patriots. Brody Lawrence, Chase Volker, Tim Warwick, Sam Van Tiffin, look to them to have something to say about it. They're going to have a battle on their hands, though, but I look for the leadership to come through and make this an interesting game. So.
Yeah, I mean, for the fans, it should be a fun game to watch. Most of the fans that you see over there, the Beach Nuts, are actually the Cover Beach Pirates basketball team ready to scout and watch and see who they're going to play next.
Right, and just to correct that, it's Nyran, they're trying to give me the correct pronunciation here. Sorry about that to them sponsors, but Keys for Lakers is going to be play with passion and confidence, take it to the paint, and get games on Holland in foul trouble. That's what they did in the first game, and Holland, they didn't get back into the fourth quarter. Make the USA guys work hard on defense and offense. They cannot let USA get into a transition game. If they do, it'll be over for them real quickly. Exactly what USA did to Harbor Beach about a month back. So when they took over the game, Harbor Beach never had a chance. So they definitely cannot get USA in a transition game. If they get out and run and run in the floor, it's going to be all over real quick for Lakers. They need to continue to use the skilled freshman Paul Zimmer inside. If they can establish that game, they're going to open some shots for Brody Lawrence and Tim Warwick outside, the go-to three-point shooters. Not that nobody else on that team can shoot them, but they are. The key players tonight are going to have to be the players, I want to say, is Evan Gasho, Nathan Crone, and Peter Meade. These guys sub in. They need to pick up some extra points for the Lakers, who are averaging only 48 points per game. Gasho is starting tonight. He has been starting, but he needs to make a difference tonight. Van Tiffin comes in off the bench. He needs to make a difference, and so does Crone. So, both guys need to come in, and Meade gets in there once in a while as a senior. He needs to get in there and make a difference. These guys have played pressure ball before. They've been in contention. They know what needs to be done. So they need to step up and do that tonight to be in this game. So last year they lost to Harbor Beach 58-51. Before that they got wiped out by Ugly the year before 49-62. But they have some key wins this year, Mary Lee. They beat Dallas, they beat Mayville, they beat Brown City, they beat Kansas City, and they beat Gaffer. So, down the stretch, they need to find out what's happening.
Who is the pressure on here? That's a factor. It definitely is a factor. And there's really no pressure on the Lakers, I think. They want to have a good showing. They look pretty relaxed and loose. I think the USA USA team, the expectations are very high, and that puts a little stress on players.
And USA keep playing players for them. I think they need to play their reckless, hard-nosed defense that they play and let it transition into their offense. That's what they've been doing. They need to come out with the pedal full force, and don't stop. You know, they need to just put the pedal to the metal, come out running and gunning. This gym is the same size as their gym. They know how to run it. They know how to use it to their advantage, and they will. The key players, though, and one of the weak spots for USA this year is one more guard. They cannot take a night off. Sometimes they have a tendency to get a little complacent, and they don't always seem to want to work as hard as they could. They've got some talent there in Coleman, who I see is starting, and Botello is good. They've got Nick Blair that comes in, and he's usually good at it, and he's been around, and Nick Fletcher's coming in as a guard. Nick can open up and shoot some threes. They have got the three potential here, but they definitely need, Dan Rick needs to step up. They've been up here before. They've been on this level. It's not like they're new players coming into this competition. So they can't take the night off, and they have to play with intensity the whole game. The biggest thing is no stupid fouls. They had some really dumb, lazy reach-in fouls against Lakers in the second matchup this year, and that took them out of the game. Coach Gainsborough does use his bench, but he had to use his bench a little bit sooner than he wanted to, and started bringing these guys in, and that did not let Botello and Rick, they didn't get themselves into the flow of the game that they like to, or McBlair when they come in. So I think that's the key. They're running them. I know you said you haven't seen USA that much, but I'll tell you what, Jake Collins there, he's going to be the rock.
Yeah.
He always is. He'll do his job inside, and he'll also pull out and take a mid-range jumper and does a good job at it. He's a lot like the Marshall Lightman and Ugly. He's got his footwork down. He knows what to do. He's feeling pretty good right now, and I think he's going to come out and have another 24-point performance tonight also.
He was impressive last year. He was a big body inside. He did a great job. It looks to me like there are going to be some interesting matchups with these two teams. So
size-wise, I don't have the starters for Lakers right offhand, but size-wise, Comer comes in at 5'9". Nick Fletcher is a guy at 6'. Bertello comes in at 5'7". He's very quick. Jake Holland is at 6'6". He's average. And then Dan Rick comes in at 6', guard. So, Holland comes in averaging 14 points a game. Bertello comes in at 10 points a game. He's shooting 1, 2, 3 pointers a game. Fletcher comes in averaging 9 points. So it should be a good matchup. Like I said, the first time they played, Fletcher had 5 points. Bertello had 7. Dominic James got in the book with 2. Kyle Fletcher had 2. McBlair had 9. Jake Holland had 16. And all 14 of those came in the fourth quarter. And then Dan Rick had 4, followed up by Dangler with 2. So we're going to take a timeout. When we come back here, we should have tip-off for you. We'll be back right after this.
When it comes to rebates and other so-called factory incentives, all authorized dealers for any given brand have the same tools to work with. But all dealerships are not equal in other ways. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring created 18 jobs when the company opened its doors in October 2007. Like everyone else, they had a couple of loaner cars and free coffee and a few magazines in the service waiting room, but the service and collision shops were obsessed with quality work at fair prices. Out front, the sales team put together new and used car deals you wanted to brag about to your friends. Customer service and satisfaction kept getting better and better. Car sales increased 25%. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi to provide even more customer service and satisfaction. Of course, those things you've come to expect, such as free pickup and delivery, free loaners, and free lifetime warranties on collision work, are still standard at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
If you're looking for a commitment-free cellular solution, it has never been more affordable to get a FastTrack prepaid phone from Thumb Cellular. FastTrack prepaid gives you the convenience and security of a cellular phone without the monthly bill and commitment. Right now, for just $75, you can get everything you need for an entire year's worth of service. A great phone and 375 nationwide minutes that are good for an entire year. All that for just $75. No bills, no commitment, just worry-free cellular service all year long. Give it to your kids, throw it in your purse, or carry it on your belt. And with Fast Track Prepaid, you can add more minutes anytime by stopping into one of their convenient locations throughout the Thumb area. So stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask for the security plan. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.